Last Saturday, the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association held their annual meeting in Dillingham. The meeting featured the formal rollout of the projects the RSDA will be funding this year. Fritz Johnson is from Dillingham, and he captains the fishing vessel Jazz. He sits on the organization's board of directors. Johnson confirmed that Bristol Bay drifter and filmmaker Elijah Lawson is getting just over $33,000 to create some marketing materials.
He's creating three short films profiling three family-run Bristol Bay fishing operations. These are the stories that we tell to the world so that people can realize what a very special place this is and what a remarkable resource this is.
The short films will be about 2 to 5 minutes in length, and they will eventually be made available on the BBRSDA website. One of the ongoing projects that will receive funding is Trout Unlimited's Savor Bristol Bay campaign. Johnson revealed the campaign is getting $40,000 this year from the RSDA.
We are continuing to support the work of Trout Unlimited, which over the years has done a number of programs in different cities, introducing Bristol Bay salmon to audiences where in cities where maybe folks aren't as familiar with it as they ought to be. And Trout Unlimited's work comes with a pebble message, and we think that works just fine. The two seem to have worked synergistically to promote both awareness and education about pebble and what a great fish we have.
The BBRSDA is also giving $40,000 to help fund the Chefs Collaborative with the goal of introducing Bristol Bay caught sockeye to chefs across the globe. That project received words of praise from RSDA board member John Fairbanks from Bellingham, Washington. He attended the Chefs Collaborative event that was held last year in Seattle.
To talk to a chef in New York or Washington, D.C. or Denver, and for them to know about Bristol Bay sockeye, and for them to tell me how great of a product it is, and they're promoting it, was really, really enlightening. And I thought that I came away from there telling Bob that this is great money well spent for this project. I just want you all to know that witnessing it and being part of it was really powerful.
Through the Chefs Collaborative Project, the BBRSDA will be sponsoring about 75 dinners for chefs that will be held across the country. RSDA Executive Director Bob Waldrop stressed that the events will be specifically focused on Bristol Bay's sockeye harvest.
These can run from a special invitation-only dinner featuring Red Gold Movie and maybe a fisherman or something like that, and sitting down and really talking with these elite diners and elite chefs about the splendors of Bristol Bay. Or it can be several series of nights where they serve Bristol Bay salmon, your sockeye, and along with some materials that identify it as being from Bristol Bay and some of the threats that are being posed to the sustainability of this fishery.
You can find a map of the locations of this year's Bristol Bay sockeye dinners on the Chefs Collaborative website at chefscollaborative.org. Dinners will be held in places like Marfa, Texas, San Diego, California, Bozeman, Montana, Newport, Rhode Island, and Columbia, Missouri. Waldrop confirms that another marketing effort is getting started to promote sockeye in many of the nation's top grocery stores.
We have now already got commitments from about 3,500 separate retail stores around the United States. A whole list of retailers, Kroger, Safeway, Ahold, Wegmans on the East Coast. All of these people are signing up to use our collateral materials, adopt our messaging, to talk about the region, the fish, and the fishermen. So it's really pretty spectacular. That's being done in-house. We're doing that amongst ourselves. We didn't contract that service out. Our new marketing coordinator is sort of taking the lead on that.
Much of the BBRSDA's money and effort is going towards marketing projects, but they are also funding some research projects, including $15,000 that's going to the Bristol Bay Heritage Land Trust to help fund a project to develop and implement a stream temperature monitoring plan for Bristol Bay. The RSDA is also providing $40,000 to help fund this year's port molar test fishery, which got started on Monday and will run for the next 30 days. The updates and data from the test fishery can be found on the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association's website at bbrsda.com. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.